Good evening. Welcome to the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea. And on tonight's show, I want to talk about emergency preparedness and in particular, the different supplies that you may need in the event of a civil unrest that could break out in our nation, a hurricane, wildfires, earthquakes, forages, or it could be because of a financial emergency, such as a sudden unemployment. As we've seen already over the past few months, so many people have lost their jobs, and that led to a sudden financial emergencies with many families not able to pay bills, and many tenants are also facing evictions, and some homeowners could be facing foreclosures. Some have actually have all predicting that could take place over the next few months, going into early next year even. And then there's the possibility of a stock market crash, a recession that some people say we're actually in right now, as opposed to some saying it's coming next year. Others are saying we're actually in one even as we speak. I'm of the opinion that we are in one now, as opposed to one coming next year. I believe that we are already there. And so, seeing all of these things, this inspired me to do a podcast tonight about emergency preparedness and the things that you may need, in inside your home to prepare for situations like this. You don't like to be It's really not a good idea to be totally unprepared. And as we've seen over the past few months, people will go. This has happened to me personally. I went to one of the supermarkets just to look for different supplies. And they were completely out of the Scott tissue that I normally would buy. I don't know, that's really my favorite brand, but I ended up having to get a different brand because they didn't have my favorite. And even certain stores were running out of bottled water, and in some places, there was just a food shortage, and at some stores across the country, people couldn't get access to their necessary supplies. And all of this should remind us, this should be a wake-up call to all of us, actually. No matter what our socioeconomic status is, no matter what it is, this should be a reminder to us all in this nation that it is important for us to be prepared for whatever emergency that may occur in our lives. And I'm going to start off with the most important thing that we need to keep in mind. And this is addressed to those specifically who are believers in Jesus Christ, is that the most important thing that we can do during these times of emergency is to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ about these things, to ask for wisdom to help us prepare. And also but also to encourage ourselves into Lord encourage ourselves in the Lord rather, and to remind ourselves during times of prayer that although we may not be in control of a market crash, we're not in control over the food shortages that could take place. We're not in control over what our employers might do, whether they'll fire us or lay us off due to different situations economically or a second wave of a pandemic. We're not in control of any of those things. But we know that God is still in control even when we're not. And so I always believe that the best preparation for any emergency, no matter what it is, if you are a believer in Christ, is to pray about these things. Pray for wisdom on how God would want you to prepare for emergencies like that. But also remind yourself of His unconditional love for you, His grace, His peace that passes all understanding, as the Bible talks about in the book of Philippians. And how also in the book of Philippians it talks about how He will richly supply all of our needs. Now, it doesn't always mean the things we want, but He will supply everything we need. Notice it says needs, not wants. Because especially in a Western world, especially here in the US, we tend to confuse needs with wants many times, and myself included. I've been guilty of this, so I know. And so it'd be easier for us to confuse needs with wants. But let us all, who especially those who are believers in Christ, let us all remind ourselves when we go to the Lord in prayer, and even when we're having time of worship for ourselves, or we're reflecting on things and we're thinking about strategies, let us keep this at the forefront of our minds, that God is still in control, He loves us. He loves his children unconditionally, and he will provide everything that we need when we need it. And he'll provide he'll provide the right circumstances, send us the right people just when we need them to help us out. And it has happened to me. It's happened to people in my family time and time again. So this just shows me that the Lord can be trusted. So before I get into the list of all the different things that you want to have on hand for emergencies, I always want to start off with that. And I'm going to end this little part just with this verse, Matthew chapter 6. And I always remind myself of this verse, because this is Jesus' command to all believers to not worry. In that particular verse, it talks about how we shouldn't worry about what we should eat, what we should drink, what we should wear. And I would even include, we shouldn't worry about where we're going to live. Are we going to lose our home? What's going to happen to us if we get evicted? And we know those things can happen, but we should also not panic during this time. We also should not worry ourselves to death and to the point where we are losing sleep, where we're grinding our teeth at night, where we're taking our frustration out on all of our relatives and close friends and co-workers, where we're just bitter about everything and so on and so on. That should not be a characteristic of a believer. That worry shouldn't characterize us all the time. It shouldn't be. Now we will have those moments when we'll slip and fall because we're human. So I'm not talking about perfectly, but in general, there should be a pattern of genuine trust in the Lord and to not worry ourselves every day, all day about these matters. Instead, there should be a trust. There should be a sincere trust in the Lord that things will work out, no matter how dark it's going to get, no matter what the financial markets look like, no matter what the news media puts out there. We need to not focus so much on that and worry ourselves to death. Instead, we ought to trust the Lord to provide everything that we need and to trust him to give us the wisdom that we need to prepare for any emergencies that might take place over the next few months, be it another wave of COVID-19, I've been hearing about that, be it a much longer than expected recession, be it a market crash, or sudden civil unrest due to race relations, or people, maybe they won't be happy with the outcome of the election, so now you can have civil unrest. Or you can even there could even be a suspension of the elections. I haven't heard too much about that, but I have heard different people say that they believe that could happen. You could have a martial law situation in this country, and I believe the conditions in this nation are ripe for something like that. I really do. And so, in light of all of these things, not only that, you have the disasters. I live in New Orleans, but not far from where I live in Lake Charles. We just experienced that. Our state experienced a disaster in the form of Hurricane Laura. So many people, a few people lost their lives. Many people's homes were ruined. Businesses were destroyed. And from what I've been hearing on the news, it will be weeks before power is fully restored to that area. And so that's another reason why emergency preparedness is important. I wanted to discuss that tonight. So with that said, I'm going to go right into it. Without further ado, so one thing that you always want to have on hand during emergencies, I would say batteries. Yes, and make sure you get batteries of different sizes, like double A, C, double D, triple A batteries. That they have the R, I think it's, I forgot what the name, I think it's something with a V in it. That's another type of battery, but it's square shaped batteries, but I forgot the letter. But those types of batteries, so I would get batteries of every size, because you might have different devices that can be battery operated. And another thing you could do is go back, look if you have any portable devices at home now, such as a portable radio, portable flashlight, or any other battery powered device, now is a good time to go over those devices and look at them and see what size batteries are required for those devices, and then go out and stock up on the batteries of those size that are the sizes of the devices required at your home. So that is very important to have batteries. Now, as we know, with a power outage, there goes your lights. So Now, for those who have generators and who can afford to do so, now would be a good time to invest in a high quality generator. I wouldn't say it's required, but it would be a good thing to have on hand if you can afford to do so. But if you're not able to get a generator, and should the power go out and you're without lights for weeks at a time, if not days, it would be a good idea to invest in a few candles. I'll say at least 5 to 10, maybe more, depending on the number of people in your home and the rooms in your home. I would buy some really sturdy candles, and you don't have to get these. This is you don't have to get these really fancy, expensive scented candles. This is mainly about emergency preparedness. This is not we're not trying to It's not about trying to make your home smell like pumpkin pie. This is really for emergencies. So I know at Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Family Dollar, and even places like Walmart and even Walgreens, they have these really tall candles that they're called emergency candles, and they can go up for hours at a time. So those are some really good candles to buy for emergencies. In addition to that, maybe 2 to 3 flashlights, or maybe up to 4 or 5, depending on how many people are in your home. You want to have an adequate amount of flashlights for your home in the case of a power outage. So for lighting, I would say candles and flashlights, definitely, along with the batteries. Also, you want to make sure that you are stocking up on cases of water every other week or every 2 to 3 weeks, or while you can do it, and while you're able to still get to and from the store. Because during the shutdown, or should you have a martial law situation, or should there be a disaster where you can't really get to the nearest store, it is what you don't want to do is be you don't want to be without any water, or just or you're just down to 1 or 2 cases of water. So every 2 to 3 weeks, one thing you can do is every pay period, just head over to the store and buy 2 or 3 cases of water every pay period. And that way you can stock up and stock up over a period of weeks. So should a major emergency happen, you can already have some bottles of water. Another thing you can do too is if you already have a few cases of bottled water, when you're done using the water, you can save those same water bottles and fill it up with tap water and store those. So that's another cost-effective way to have water already stored up in your home for emergencies. And of course, you know I'm going to include canned goods of all kinds. That includes canned meats, canned vegetables, canned beans, and canned fruit. So anything canned, as far as canned foods. And the good thing about canned goods is that those foods can last you quite a while. They really can. They can last you months, weeks, and I looked at some YouTube videos of different preppers, and they said they've even had some canned goods that lasted well over a year, even 2 years. So they really can go quite a while. So you do want to have some canned goods. And that reminds me, I'll say last week I renewed my membership to Costco, and I haven't been there yet. But I do intend to go there to stock up on some canned goods. I was thinking about buying some canned veggies, maybe some canned beans, like on some more canned Blue Runner beans or canned pork and beans. And not only that, it's good to have some. And when you are buying canned goods for emergencies, be sure to not only stock up on canned vegetables, the canned meats, of course, but also buy a few cans of canned beans. They're very filling, they're high in protein, and they can be eaten with rice, and you can even serve these with the canned vegetables and just add some spices to it and you're good. Also stock up on some canned pastas, like canned ravioli, you know, the Chef Boyardee, you know, the SpaghettiOs with meatballs. And sure, it's not the healthiest thing around, but once again, we're talking about survival foods right now. We're not talking about trying to eat the healthiest meal possible. We're not thinking about that during an emergency. This is about sustaining life and keeping that family fed during emergencies. Okay, another thing you want to do. Now, should you have these kinds of emergencies during the winter months, if you live in areas where it gets really, really cold, you want to. I would say now would be the time to stock up on all things winter as far as clothes go and blankets. Yes. So you want to purchase some nice inexpensive blankets for yourself and for your family. And anything else that's winter related as far as clothes go, like wool socks, heavy coats, heavy jackets, windbreakers, raincoats, rain hats, rain boots, some hats, some gloves, scarves. I really believe now would be a good time to really do that, to stock up on anything like as far as winter clothes goes, because you really want to do that in any event that you're not able to get out to the store to buy these, or even if you were to shop for these clothes online and that some certain things just are out of stock. That has happened. So I've heard different stories, people, they'll try to find different clothing items online even, and this is not even in the stores, this is online, and a lot of times the sizes that they want for themselves or for their kids are out of stock. And so now would be a good time to stock up on your winter clothes. Now is the time to do it. And right now I'm going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some more supplies that you want to have on hand for emergency preparedness. Sit tight. All right, welcome back. Now, in this segment, I'm going to get into mostly non-food supplies that you want to have on hand for emergency preparedness, so that you and your household can be prepared, and that you will be ready when should things really go south, be it civil unrest, martial law, maybe due to different factors, following the election or suspension of an election even, or natural disasters or man-made disasters, okay, or another wave of COVID-19. It could be a variety of things that could take place that would require you to be prepared in your home. So for this segment, we're going to talk about non-food supplies for the most part in this segment. So I'm going to start off with some medical supplies and first aid, like things that you want to have on hand that you can stock up on. And many of these are inexpensive too. You can get them either from the drugstore, the supermarket, if you want to buy these in bulk from places like Sam's Club or Costco or Walmart or Target. That's also a good idea too. Okay, so let's start off with the first thing is Band-Aids. You never know, somebody there's some, especially if you have little kids who are very active, and like my daughter, she moves around a lot through the house, loves to be outside, and they and she's had her share of scrapes and bruises and everything else, and anything in between. So I like to keep some Band-Aids on hand for her for all of her cuts and scrapes. Also, hydrogen peroxide. I think it's a good idea to buy at least 4 to 5 big bottles of these, if you can, because you think about hydrogen peroxide, it has so many uses, not just for cleaning, but also for medical reasons. And I'll just give you an example. A few weeks ago, one of my ears was stopped up really, really bad, and I tried everything from I'll take a hot towel and really hot towel, well, not too hot, but just warm, and try to get rid of, try to do something to soften that, the excess wax buildup that was in my ear. I tried different things, it did not work. But when I used the hydrogen peroxide for about a week and a half, I use it practically every day for about a week and a half. I used it, and I kept using it, and I was. But you have to be patient when you're doing this. You don't want to overdo it, because you don't want to damage the inside of your ears. You only want to put enough of the hydrogen peroxide down the inside of your ear to soften that wax over time. So that's what I did, and it really does work. I'll say about a week or so after I used it to help soften the wax, I heard a really big pop in my ear, and I heard this noise, and just a whole bunch of wax. Out came the wax, just so much came out. And you know, periodically you will have wax buildup, and hydrogen peroxide is a really good home remedy. Also, you can brush your teeth. You can use hydrogen peroxide with some baking soda to brush your teeth on for times when you're really low on toothpaste. Or some people have even used it as a rinse. So that's a good idea as well. Also, you want to have some aspirin on hand, because we all may experience some headaches from time to time. Also, some ointments like Neosporin, calamine lotion, that pink lotion that comes in a bottle. Actually, I bought some the other day from my local drugstore. So it's good to have some calamine lotion on hand for those mosquito bites and the bites that come from flies and every other type of insect. Calamine lotion is good to have on hand. Also, rubbing alcohol, because sometimes I use rubbing alcohol for to to give to decrease some of the itchiness from when I get mosquito bites too. I find that that works too, rubbing alcohol. Also, I find that it helps swell the bumps that come from the mosquitoes and other insects as well. And because winter is just around the corner, now's the time to get some cold medicine, get some cough medicine. All you want to stock up on the cough syrups for your for not only for yourself but for your children. You want to get a thermometer. And if you have a baby, be it a newborn or less up, that's a little under a year old, that can't really take cough medicine, even the child who's not able to take even the children's cough medicine, this would be a good time to get the what they call a I forgot what I'm trying to think about what it's called, a nose pump that'll be good for babies when they have colds to try to get the mucus out, so you can the it's shaped like a ball. And some of you may, some of the parents out there will probably know what I'm talking about. You can get maybe two or three of those. That's always good to have on hand. And vitamins with flu season and possibly another wave of COVID-19 that could happen. We don't know if it will, but some are saying it could. It is very it's a possibility. Now is the time to stock up on vitamins. Also, this would be a good time to go to tend to all of your doctor's appointments for yourself and for your children. Just the other day, I brought my daughter to the eye doctor, and I got her two new pairs of glasses. So if you have any, if you want to take care of any dental issues, vision issues, if you feel it's time to get your teeth cleaned or checked, just checked in general. If you've been dealing with different symptoms and you're wondering if you might have diabetes or high blood pressure. Well, now is the time to get these checkups. Now would be a good time to do that as well. As a side note, you want to stock up on toilet tissue. Now, that is one of the main things that flew off the shelves when the pandemic first hit back in March. So that's something you want to stock up on now. And I would recommend you go to a place like Costco or Sam's Club to get those really, really big things of toilet tissue, maybe buy two or three of those if you can, because you want to have enough to last you at least maybe 3 to 4 months, maybe longer, because you just never know when a if should a second wave happen. That's one of the things that's going to start flying off the shelves pretty quickly is toilet tissue. So you want to stock up on that. Another thing you want to stock up on is bars of soap. Make sure you get as many bars of soap as possible. Now I'm not talking about the body washes. No. I'm talking about the bars of soap that they're you can get those. You can get quite a few of those for really decent prices at many different stores. So I will. It'd be a good time to stock up on those. Also, bleach. Bleach, you can do many things with bleach, not just for washing clothes, but it's good for cleaning many other things in general. So that's an important cleaning supply to have is some bleach. Also, you want to stock up on soap powder, Dawn dishwashing liquid or whatever brand, some kind of dishwashing liquid. Make sure you have adequate bottles of those. Also, paper towels and I would say even paper plates, paper cups, and plastic forks, spoons, and knives. Because should there be a power outage, if you have a dishwasher, and or for whatever reason the water is cut off for whatever reason, it's a good idea. It's you may not be able to wash dish. You may not be able to even use your regular dishes, or let alone wash those. So. Also, it's good to stock up on some paper plates, plastic knives, forks and spoons, as well as your paper plates. Also, you want to buy a few boxes of matches, and that's good to use with the candles, for lighting your candles. Also, you can purchase some lighters as well. Another thing is some chapstick, because during the cold months, many of us, we deal with the chapped lips. Now kids deal with it too. So you want to invest in some chapstick. Also, Vaseline. There are many good uses for Vaseline. If you could just go on Pinterest alone and just type in a Vaseline hacks, you'll find all kinds of ways that you can use Vaseline for beauty treatments. You can use it for cleaning, for a variety of household hacks. So I'm just saying, I did that a few weeks ago, and I was it was amazing to see what showed up in the results. So you want to buy some Vaseline. In fact, I just bought some the other day. Vaseline, you can't go wrong with that, as well as chapstick. Also, you want to get some cotton balls, aluminum foil. Get a few adequate boxes of those, because Because the lunar fall is has many, many purposes. I could spend a whole episode on that, as well as the Vaseline, as far as different hacks for that. But aluminum fall and some cotton balls. For all the ladies out there who still get cycles, if you're a teenager all the way through maybe your early to maybe mid 40s, and you still get cycles, you want to stock up on sanitary pads or tampons, whichever you use. Another thing, and that goes back to, and this goes back to what I was talking about too. Another thing I just want to mention is too. If for whatever reason you're not able to get in sanitary pads, or you just completely, or if you stocked up on some but you're not able to buy any more, you can always use paper towels as a sanitary pad. I've done that. There are times when I've had to do that. When I could not buy sanitary pads, I used paper towels. So that's another hack right there. Another thing you want to do is get some lotion, just for the moisturizing for our face and our bodies. Also stock up on razors, shaving cream, some diapers. Yes, for all the parents of babies out there, diapers, baby wipes. You want to stock up on baby formula. And also some cans of evaporated milk if you're unable to get the formula that you normally get. You just combine that the what you can do is if your own homemade version of baby formula, if you absolutely cannot find any, you can combine some of the evaporated milk with the powdered milk, along with a little water, shake that up in a baby's bottles and give your baby some milk that way. Hey, this is what you gotta do when you're in survival mode. So that's another tip. Okay, so another thing, getting back to mostly non-food things, trash bags. Yes, and so and it's and in particular, you want to stock up on the really big black contractor trash bags. Those in particular are really good too. Of course, you can get the regular. You want to stock up on regular trash bags as well, but especially with Husky brand black contractor bags, the kind that you always find in Lowe's and Home Depot, and I think you'll find these in the garden department, I believe, at most home improvement stores. So stock up on a few boxes of those. Portable radios, yes. You want to have. I mentioned batteries, but you also want to have portable radios as well. And let's see, Ziploc bags, some work gloves, some heavy buckets. I know Home Depot has, in particular, has quite a few buckets that you can get over there. Sometimes you could just find buckets at empty construction sites. There are many different ways that you can find really big buckets. These are good for storing things like your flour, sugar, and things like that, or rice, or things like that. But it's good for storing. You can even store some of your canned goods in these buckets. Yeah, there are many things that you can use those big buckets for. So I definitely I think that's a good idea to do. Also, you want to buy a few cans of roach spray because you have an emergency doesn't mean that the roaches have stopped working. Roaches don't take days off, so you want to get the roach spray, at least maybe 4 to 5 cans of that. Okay. Yes, you may want to make sure you keep that roach spray. In addition to that, some rat poison, rat trap, mouse traps, you want to keep that on hand. And also some air freshener. Yes, I did mention candles, but that doesn't mean that you can't stock up on air freshener, because that's all is also a good way to make the home smell nice as well. Also some can opener, toothbrushes, toothpaste, scissors, some tweezers, some plastic gloves, rubber gloves, and the really sturdy work gloves. So you want different types of gloves in general. You want to stock up on those. Stock up on some screen-free entertainment because when if there's a sudden power outage, and you're out of power for weeks at a time, and your kids can't get a hold of those educational apps, and they can't watch those YouTube videos, they're gonna need some type of screen-free entertainment to keep them occupied, especially the little ones. I have a 5-year-old, so ask me how I know. Yes, so you really want to invest in some really good toys, puzzles, picture books, or if you got teenagers, novels. I mean, I'm not talking about grown-up stuff, not anything That's inappropriate, but age appropriate. Some good fiction books, even some nonfiction magazines for yourself, all the grown-ups in the house, some magazines. You want to, like I said, puzzles, and for yourself. Another thing you can do is buy some word search puzzles. That reminds me, I really enjoy word search puzzles. I've liked them ever since I was little, and even to this day I like them. I haven't bought too many in recent years, but I am thinking about buying some more word search puzzle books because that can really help. It can occupy your mind. And you know what? The good thing about word search puzzles is that they are good for your brain. And it's like doing research but having fun at the same time. Because with each word search puzzle, it comes, it has, it focuses on a certain theme. So that's what I always liked about word search puzzles. Also, board games like Scrabble, Clue. You have Operation, there's Life. I think there's this other board game. Sorry, Monopoly. And there's Trivia Pursuit, Connect Four. Well, that's not technically, that's not really a board game, I guess. You have Twister. You have all kinds of different board games. So just stock up on a lot of screen-free entertainment. If you want to purchase some extra toys for the kids, that's good too for emergencies. You don't have to wait till Christmas to do this. Toys are great. Are great to purchase for. I think toys make really great emergency preparedness supplies, if you ask me. Okay, so we're now going to move on to extra undergarments and socks. In other words, you need, I think it's always a good idea to buy extra socks, especially as we go into the winter months. Extra socks, underwear, bras, and undershirts, things like that. You really want to stock up on those things because, as I mentioned, during times of severe emergency or during times of food short of different shortages, not just food shortage, but even with non-food, even with a shortage of non-food items, you want to stock up now on your undergarments, and that goes for men, women, and kids. You want to make sure you and your household have an adequate amount of undergarments, not just regular clothes. Also, for all the coffee lovers out there, and I know this segment was supposed to be about mostly non-food, but I have to mention it because I didn't go over this in the first segment. Also, stock up on some instant coffee. Now, I'm not talking about the kind that you use for your K-Cup because during a power outage, obviously you will not be able to turn on the K-Cup. You won't be able to turn on your Keurig. So in cases like that, you want to stock up on instant coffee and powdered coffee creamer. Those two things you really want to stock up on if you are a heavy coffee lover like myself. Okay, also, this would be a good time to stock up on a lot of different snacks. I'm talking about chips, cookies, candies. I wouldn't do so much as the cake mixes. I mean, you can do that. You can stock up on a brownie mix, cake mixes, and things like that. But I'm really talking about snacks that will hold you over in the event of a total power outage, because that's what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about emergencies. I'm thinking about when you can't turn on that oven and bake brownies, when you're not able to make, when you're not able to break out that mixer and make homemade puddings. That's what I'm talking about. So you want to buy plenty of these and have these on hand. You want, like I said, chips, cookies, crackers, graham crackers. My daughter loves to eat these graham crackers. So that's a good thing. That's a good treat right there. You can stock up on different candies like Hershey's, M&M's, Snickers, those kinds of things. As I mentioned, these are not the healthiest things around, but they're good snacks to have during times of emergency when you cannot crank up the oven to bake homemade desserts and snacks. Don't forget about your pets. You want to stock up on dried dog food, cat food, and some dog toys, and some toys for the cat as well. So that's another thing you want to stock up on. Anything that's a lot of different things for your pet, you want to stock up on. And let's see, also deodorant. You want to stock up on some deodorant, safety pins, backpacks. And I'm gonna and while I'm at it, I'm gonna talk about the things I did not go over. That I should have mentioned. Also, rice, dried beans, sugar, honey, flour, salt, and what else? And your favorite spices, and also the cup of noodles. And I'm not talking about the ramen noodles that you get in a pack that you have to boil over a stove. I don't really recommend those because as I mentioned before, in the event of a power outage, that there's a chance that obviously you just probably will not be able to boil these cook this over stove if you cannot use your stove. Now, unless you have a generator, that's different. But if you don't have a generator, it's I don't see how that would. I'm not. I don't know about that. But if you get the cup of noodles, that might work better instead. And also, okay, I mentioned those things. Let's see what else did I? I'm trying to think of everything that I mentioned here. Actually, there's a lot more that I could have included, but there's so much. Actually, there's a whole lot here. But I'm gonna end the broadcast here, and so the main thing I just wanted to do was to give you some ideas and to give you inspiration to get the ball rolling to help you understand the importance of emergency preparedness and why we all should not wait until the last minute. We should not wait until our governors announces that there's gonna be another shutdown, during such and such date, and then we just and then that like 2 or 3 days before that shutdown, we all just run to the stores and do panic buying. That's not the wise way to approach it. It would be much wiser if we prepared ourselves spiritually and also material and also to get them and also by getting the materials that we need now. We ought to prepare ourselves for those times. While we can still get those things and while businesses have reopened and while many states and cities have entered phase three or even phase four in some states. I know here in Louisiana we just entered phase three of the reopening phase. So now would be a good time to go to whatever all the different businesses that have reopened or the ones that have stayed open since the pandemic and just head back there and get all the necessary supplies. This would be a good time to hit the hardware stores, hit the warehouse stores, supermarkets, drug stores, dollar stores, even garage sales. If you run across a garage sale, there, you can. It's amazing what you'll find at a garage sale, even the thrift stores, the flea markets. Now would be the time to get everything you need, so when those emergencies come, it won't it. It won't come at like a sudden shock, a sudden wave of panic. So you won't just suddenly panic when those times come. And with that said, I'm going to end my podcast. And until next time, everyone have a blessed and safe night.